English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Mathieu a été l'heureux gagnant du gros lot à la loterie nationale de son pays. Il va raconter sa vie d'alors au journaliste Benjamin. Il évoquera aussi sa vie actuelle et exprimera des regrets. Écoutons l'ancien millionnaire et le journaliste. Vous répondrez vrai ou faux aux deux énoncés que vous allez entendre. 1. L'émotion avait rendu Mathieu fou. 2. Son logeur le priait de rester. Vous répondrez ensuite à ces trois questions. 1. Mathieu se rappelle-t-il quand il a gagné à la loterie? 2. Comment Mathieu s'est-il senti après son gain? 3. Qu'est-ce qu'il a acheté avec l'argent gagné? Vous apprendrez enfin comment exprimer des actions au passé en écoutant des phrases au passé ou « past simple » en anglais. Écoutons l'ancien millionnaire et le journaliste.
When was it? I mean, when did you win the lottery?
It happened on Friday, the 13th, in 2003, I think. Perhaps it was in 2002 or in 2004, maybe.
How did you feel?
I felt crazy for days and days.
Crazy? Why would you feel crazy? Was it very emotional?
Yep, lots of emotion, lots of happiness, lots of everything.
Can you tell me why?
Because it was so sudden and so good.
So what was the first thing you did with the money?
I bought my own house, a big house. When I moved out, the landlord was begging me not to go.
What else did you buy?
Furniture, nice furniture.
What else?
I replaced my old car. I went and bought a big German car.
Merci. Did you buy a Mercedes?
No, it was a BMW, young man.
Where did you keep the money?
In my pocket, in my bag, at the bank. For once in my life, the bank manager was running after me instead of me running after him.
That sounds great. So what is the situation today?
Different, young man. But that is an old story.
Why?
At first, my life was great. Now, I have nothing but trouble. Trouble with the landlord, trouble with the bank, trouble with my friends.
Even with your friends?
Well, you know what they say. No money, no friends. Trust me, I know.
Nous avons entendu dans cet entretien Mathieu parler de sa vie passée et de ce qu'il vit à présent. L'énoncé 1 est faux. L'émotion a rendu Mathieu fou. L'énoncé 2 est vrai. Son logeur l'a prié de rester. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Mathieu se rappelle-t-il quand il a gagné à la loterie? Non. 2. Combien de voitures a-t-il acheté? 1. 3. Qu'est-ce qu'il a acheté avec l'argent gagné? Une maison, des meubles et une voiture. Et si vous auriez gagné à la loterie, qu'est-ce que vous achèteriez avec l'argent gagné? Répétez ces phrases dites par Mathieu.
It happened on Friday, the 13th. I replaced my old car.
Répétez aussi. He called the bank manager. We listened to Matthew's story. Ces phrases expriment des actions passées au simple past avec des verbes réguliers. Benjamin aussi a posé ses questions en utilisant également le simple past. Répétez ces questions.
When did you win the lottery? How did you feel? What else did you buy?
Répétez aussi. Where did the students go? Why did the music stop? Comme Benjamin, nous avons utilisé dans ces questions did suivi du sujet et suivi de l'infinitif sans to. Nous connaissons maintenant l'histoire de Mathieu. Vous avez entendu vrai ou faux à des énoncés. Vous avez répondu à des questions. Vous avez appris à utiliser le simple past pour exprimer des actions passées et vous poser des questions. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Deux questions d'étiquette dans le milieu des affaires. Première question, les Américains dans les milieux d'affaires utilisent-ils leur prénom ou leur nom de famille?
Do Americans usually use their first name or last name in business?
First name, c'est le prénom. My first name is Michelle. Last name, nom de famille. My last name is Joseph. What is your first name? Quel est votre prénom? À vous de me répondre. What is your first name? What is your last name? Quel est votre nom de famille? Répondez-moi. What is your last name? Comme vous allez entendre, pour Gary, c'est une question difficile.
This is a difficult question. To be safe, use the name that the other person gives you.
This is a difficult question. C'est une question difficile. To be safe, use the name that the other person gives you. Pour être sûr de ne pas faire une gaffe, to be safe, donnez-lui le nom qu'il ou elle se donne, le prénom ou le nom de famille. Gary dit, quand il se présente, please call me Gary. Veuillez m'appeler Gary. Please call me Gary. C'est ainsi que vous donnez la permission à l'autre personne de vous appeler d'une certaine façon. Écoutons la conversation qui suit à propos de la première question.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello, Gary. Our listeners have sent in some email questions, Gary. Our first question is, do Americans usually use their first name or last name in business?
Well, this is a difficult question. To be safe, use the name that the other person gives you. I always say, please call me Gary.
Gary D. I always say, je dis toujours, always. I always say, please call me Gary. Littéralement, s'il vous plaît, s'il te plaît, appelle-moi Gary. Appelle-moi Gary. Please call me Miss Joseph. Please call me Mrs. Joseph. Ce qui nous amène à la prochaine question d'étiquette. Elizabeth demande à Gary, when speaking with women in business, quand on parle à des femmes dans un contexte d'affaires ou professionnel,
when speaking with women in business, when should we use Miss, Mrs. or Ms?
When should we use, quand doit-on se servir de? When should we use Miss, Mrs. or Ms? Miss, mademoiselle, ou comme le dit Gary, for single women, pour les femmes célibataires. Single women, les femmes célibataires, Miss. Ou bien Mrs., madame, for married women, pour les femmes mariées. For married women.
Well, Miss is for single women, Mrs. is for married women.
Ou encore, Ms. Un mot nouveau qui est neutre et n'implique pas le statut de célibataire ou de marié à la femme en question.
Ms. is easier to use than Mrs. or Miss because you don't have to know whether or not a woman is married.
Écoutez la conversation qui suit.
Our next question is, when speaking with women in business, when should we use Miss, Mrs. or Ms.?
Well, Miss is for single women, Mrs. is for married women. Ms. is easier to use than Mrs. or Miss because you don't have to know whether or not a woman is married. I always use Ms. because with Ms. I usually don't offend people.
What do most American women in business prefer?
I believe that most American women prefer Ms.
Thank you, Gary.
Finissez la phrase. Vous allez entendre le début et vous devez terminer la phrase. Écoutez et finissez la phrase.
Some people use their first name in business, but others prefer to use their last name.
Le nom de famille.
They prefer to use their last name.
Le nom de famille.
Most American women prefer to be addressed as Ms. They prefer to be addressed as Ms.
Ms. c'est neutre.
In the past, people used to address all married women as Mrs.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Bienvenue à l'Anglais Express. Vous avez peut-être entendu cette expression américaine « got up on the wrong side of the bed ». Littéralement, se lever du mauvais côté du lit. Y aurait-il un bon ou un mauvais côté du lit ? Que se passe-t-il si on se lève du mauvais côté ? Écoutons ces personnages.
Wow, Mike is in such a bad mood today. Stay away from him.
You're right. He is so angry. I bet he got up on the wrong side of the bed.
Si l'on vous dit que vous vous êtes levé du mauvais côté du lit, got up on the wrong side of the bed, cela veut dire, en gros, que votre journée est mal partie. Cette expression remonte à la Rome antique, où les Romains croyaient que cela portait malheur de se lever du lit en posant d'abord le pied gauche. Maintenant que vous comprenez l'usage de cette expression, je suis certaine que vous trouverez l'occasion de vous en servir. Et voilà pour l'Anglais Express. Aujourd'hui, nous serons en compagnie de Martin Lerner et de son fils Alan. Ils veulent acheter des chaussures et une chemise dans une boutique de vêtements pour hommes, a men's store. Vous apprendrez à décrire ce que vous voulez acheter. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph.
Hi, Dad. What are you doing?
Waiting for your mother and Sue.
When are they coming?
At 2:00.
You're early. Come with me.
Where?
I want to buy a pair of shoes.
Where are we going?
Right here.
What kind of shoes do you want?
I need dress shoes.
I like these shoes. Do you like this kind?
No, they're for old men. May I help you? I want to look at some shoes.
What color?
Black.
Do young men wear black shoes?
Sometimes.
What kind of shoes do you want? Casual shoes?
I want dress shoes, but a little casual.
He doesn't want old men's shoes.
I see. Do you like these? We have them in brown and black. They're okay. Let's try them for size. What size do you live in?
Your foot looks bigger than size 11. I'm going to bring a pair of 11 and a half, too. Please sit down.
Do you like these?
They look too casual.
Let's try these.
Okay.
How do they feel?
They're too small. Do you have a bigger size?
Yes, I brought a pair. Try these.
That's good. It feels good. It's just right. What size is that?
Size 12.
Size 12? Let's try something else.
Tell me what you like.
I want black shoes. I want a dress shoe to wear at night.
A little casual.
Yes, a little casual. But I don't want a heavy shoe.
This one?
No, it's too big. It looks big.
Size 12 is a big shoe.
I know, but this one looks big.
You want dress shoes that are black, a little casual, but not big and heavy.
Yes, that's right.
Do you like this shoe?
It's green.
I have black ones.
Okay, let me try that one.
Vous avez déjà appris certains mots dont on se sert pour décrire des vêtements, par exemple big, black. Notez aussi que pour les chaussures, par exemple, size 11, taille 11. I want size 11 shoes. Je veux des chaussures taille 11.
I want black shoes. I want dress shoes. I want size 11 shoes. I don't want size 12 shoes. I don't want heavy shoes. I don't want big shoes.
Répondez maintenant aux questions de Martin Lerner. Commencez par I want. Par exemple, I want shoes. Or, bien, I want black shoes. Donc, vous répondrez à ces questions. Il vous demandera, par exemple, What color of shoes do you want? Vous voulez des chaussures de quelle couleur? À ce moment-là, vous répondez « I want black shoes » ou « I want brown shoes », etc. Allez-y.
What color of shoes do you want? What kind of shoes do you want? What size shoes do you want?
Répondez aux questions qui vont suivre en disant ce que vous ne voulez pas. I don't want. Pour ce que vous voulez, rappelez-vous, I want. Pour ce que vous ne voulez pas, I don't want. Je vais vous demander, do you want casual shoes? Voulez-vous des chaussures décontractées ou plutôt ordinaires? Do you want casual shoes? À vous de répondre, I don't want. Casual shoes. I want dress shoes. Je ne veux pas des chaussures décontractées ou ordinaires, je veux des chaussures habillées. I want dress shoes. À votre tour.
Do you want casual shoes? Do you want heavy shoes?
May I help you?
I'm looking for a shirt.
What kind of shirt? A sports shirt or a dress shirt?
A casual shirt.
You're very tall. What size do you wear?
I wear a large size.
Look at these. Do you like these colors?
On va aller dans un magasin de vêtements masculins, a men's store. Tout d'abord, on ira bien sûr tout à l'heure dans un magasin de vêtements féminins, a woman's store, et dans un magasin de chaussures, a shoe store. La personne qui travaille dans le magasin vous demandera, May I help you? May I help you? Puis-je vous aider? Vous êtes dans un magasin de chaussures, donc vous allez dire, I want some shoes. Ou bien, I need some shoes. J'ai besoin d'une paire de chaussures. L'assistant vous demandera sûrement, What size shoe do you wear? Vous chaussez du combien? What size shoe do you wear? Vous chaussez du combien? Vous répondrez, I wear size 10. Bien, I wear size 11. Ou bien, I wear size 12. You're now ready to go shopping. Vous êtes prêt maintenant pour aller faire vos achats de vêtements ou de chaussures dans un shopping mall ici aux États-Unis. Practice hard, alone or with friends and family. Exercez-vous, même tout seul ou en famille et avec des amis. Until next time. Hello and welcome to Anglais Télé. My name is Michelle Joseph. And I have two guests with me today. On my left,
hello, my name is Madina.
On my right,
hello, my name is Eva.
And today we are going to discover how to talk in English. How to talk. Does that sound bizarre for you that we're going to try to learn how to talk or describe how we talk?
No, actually, it's very important because the way you talk is the way you convey all your ideas. So let's talk about how we talk.
Aha. How about you? What do you think of the idea of understanding how we talk?
I think it is important because I don't speak very well English. So how we speak English?
Right. So do you know if a conversation is important, light? Here in America, we call it chit-chat when it's light conversation. And if it's serious conversation, we can call it formal or serious. So we're going to warm up and find out kind of what all of this means. Well, maybe we can start by being informal and relaxed. And of course, when we're relaxed, we smile, we laugh. So let's do a bit of chit-chat here right now. Chit-chat is light conversation, easy, not serious. So let's do a bit of chit-chat. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very good. How are you today?
I'm fine. Did you like the weather this morning?
I did like the weather. It was very sunny and very nice.
Oh, wonderful. How about you, Eva? How was your commute to work? How did you come to work? Was it good weather for you? Or
yes, good weather with the sun.
We had a bit of sun, but it was cold, don't you think?
It was cold, but it's better to have the sun with the cold than the cold with the rain, right?
Yeah. How about your transport? How was it crowded when you traveled today?
I'm lucky, so I had to walk here today, so it was okay. But yes, it was a little bit crowded.
Okay, so you see, chit-chat, we talk about weather, we talk about our commute, nothing serious, but we've got some friends who are going to join us, and they're going to participate with us. Wonderful. So where are our friends?
Hello.
Here we are. Hello. Who are you? Qui êtes-vous?
Allô?
What is your name?
What is your name, Eva is asking.
Oui. My name is Mr. Eglon.
Okay, so we have one person, his name is Eglon. And I heard another voice. Do you want to ask who that person was?
Hello, what's your name?
Hello. My name is Mr. Eglon.
Hello, Eglon. Yeah, we heard you, but I think we heard another voice. Who is with Eglon?
Eglon is a student of ici, at Goma Town in DRC.
Oh, wonderful. Eglon is talking about who he is. He is a student in DRC. And I believe we have an exaucé from Brazzaville. Exaucé, can you say hello?
Hello.
Hello, exaucé.
And Eva is here too. She wants to say hi to you.
Hello, exaucé. How are you?
I'm fine. What about you?
Wonderful.
We're doing very well. Thank you, Angelique.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for coming and spending some time with us and chit-chatting with us. How is the weather in Brazzaville, Angelique?
It is raining now.
It's raining.
It is rainy. Oh.
Yeah.
That's you. Do you like the rain, Exaucé?
Pardon?
Do you like the rain? Est-ce que tu aimes la pluie? Si ça ne te plaît pas.
Un tout petit peu.
Un tout petit peu.
Just a little.
Just a little. That's
just a little. Just a little.
How about you, Exaucé? How's the weather where you are in general? When it's not raining.
Pardon?
When it's not raining, how is the weather?
When it's raining.
When it's not raining.
When it's not raining. Say that.
It is. How is it?
Oui, les journées sont ensoleillées.
Okay, beautiful sunny weather.
Beautiful sun weather.
Okay, so we are going to find out from you, Aiglon, some more details in a few minutes, and we'll be back. So
okay.
Stay with us, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, beautiful. So we're going to say hello to Aiglon Makassi, and he's going to describe to us what it's like in your town. So tell us where you're from, Aiglon.
In my town, it's dark now.
Okay, it's dark. Yeah, that's true.
Yes, it's dark.
Do you see stars in
and
the
now,
sky?
Yes, I study.
Okay, he's a student. Eva, do you have a question to ask him?
Okay, in a student, but... In what school? In college, university?
I study in a university.
And what do you study, Aiglon?
I study at Unigom, Université de Goma, Unigom.
But what subject do you study, Aiglon? What do you study?
History,
at the University
economy.
Of Goma.
Okay, I study economy.
Economy. Oh, he studies economy. How about you, Exaucé?
Yes.
Exaucé, hi.
Yes.
You are a student too, or are you a student as well?
I'm a student at Madame Gobi University. I studied languages.
Wow, aren't we
Chinese, English, French, and many of them.
Introduce yourself again for Aiglon.
Madina. Hello, Aiglon. This is Madina.
And we also have Eva.
Yes, hello.
We are going to pretend that you have just met Medina, who is actually... I'm not going to tell you where she's from. You are going to ask Medina some questions, just as though she were walking down the street in your town. So go ahead, Aiglon. You have our permission. You're meeting Medina. Say what you would say.
Okay, Medina, what are you doing? Your job? What are you? Your occupation?
Hi, Aiglon. I am a journalist. How about you? What is your occupation? You are a student, right?
Yes, I'm a student.
Okay, that's good to know. So what do you want to do after school, when you finish with school?
Okay, I want to become a ministry, a minister.
A minister?
Yeah.
Are you going to be the Minister of Economy?
Yes, I think so. I think so because I have a lot of knowledge in economy.
Wonderful. And Eva is going to ask you... If, actually, this is kind of going towards serious conversation, but that's okay, because we're going to find out about that later. Do you have one more question for Aiglon?
Yes, Aiglon, how old are you?
I'm 22 years old.
23 years old?
I am 22 years old.
Wonderful.
22 years old.
22.
Oh, Aiglon, you and I have the same age.
Yes, and me too.
That is wonderful. And guess what? You are all the age of my son. So, shall we say bye for now?
Oui.
We'll say bye and we'll see you later.
Yeah.
Bye,
yeah.
Aiglon.
Bye, Aiglon.
Oui, I like Roger Moutou.
Yeah, we do too.
Okay.
All right.